Today I'm actually launching a new series called Christmas Highlights. Christmas Highlights. That God shows up when we need him the most. God shows up when we need him the most. And Jesus is actually the highlight of Christmas. And I hope you could be reminded that wherever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life right now, that you can remember that Jesus shows up. And he will show up in your life. He will show up for you. And he does show up when we need him the most. Now, sometimes the way God shows up might not look like the way we want him to show up, but he still does show up. And we hope we can just be reminding each other of God's truth, God's grace, God's help for you in whatever season you're in. And today, the theme is Jesus becomes our reality in a season of unfulfilled dreams. Jesus becomes our reality in a season of unfulfilled dreams. And I want to read from Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. Matthew 1, verse 18 to 25. If you don't mind, maybe you can stand as we read this passage together. Matthew 1. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. God, I thank you for you are a good God, a God who shows up when we need you. May you illuminate your truth this morning to us so we can walk in your light. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you. You can have a seat. There are some of us that are coming towards the end of this year, and we are so excited and so happy of the things that have happened in the year. You are like, thank God this year worked out for me. Thank God I got the degree I wanted. Some of you graduated this year. Some of you are saying, thank God I got the business deal that I wanted. Thank God I got the job that I wanted. Thank God I built the house of my dreams. Thank God I bought land like we did. Thank God that my relationship has thrived. Thank God that I got the support that I needed. Some of you are coming towards the end of this year saying, this has been a great year for me. I'm really super thankful to the way God has been faithful to my life, and I've actually truly experienced it. But then there are other people here that you're coming towards this, the end of this year, and you're full of disappointment. This year has not really gone the way you had wanted it to go. Things have not turned out the way you wanted them to turn out. And your reality now looks way different from what you had hoped it to be. And you're disappointed you didn't get the job that you wanted. You are disappointed you didn't get the opportunity that you wanted. You are disappointed that you didn't get the scholarship that you wanted. You are disappointed that you didn't get that business opportunity go in your favor. You are disappointed that you didn't get the healing you were watching. And you detach, but then you can also attach yourself to some things. And some things that we can attach ourselves are actually things that can be so destructive for us. And in the middle of this, as Joseph is considering to detach himself from this relationship with Mary, God shows up and he comes to him. And I wanted to just kind of like highlight a few truths that we are seeing in this passage. That when your dreams are not realized, when things don't go your way, you know, God shows up, you know, and maybe in one of these ways, God might be showing up for you. Number one, God shows up. And he confronts our fears by inviting us to trust in his works. God confronts our fears by inviting us to trust in his works. Verse 20 and 21 says, but after he had considered this, An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. God confronts Joseph's fear, saying, hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. But he doesn't just say to him, don't be afraid. He tells him, like, hey, I understand right now what you're getting is not what you had hoped you would get. But I want you to trust me because I'm actually doing something. I'm actually up to something here. And what I'm doing is great. It's actually bigger than you can ever imagine, because what's going to be birthed out, him, Jesus, will save his people from their sins. This is big. This is absolutely amazing. So I know you don't understand what's going on. I know you want to leave. I know you want to detach. But just wait. Just wait. I want you to trust in what I'm doing. Trust in my work right now. Trust in my work. Because Joseph had fears, and probably one of the fears was about his reputation. Because the Bible calls him to be a man who was faithful to the law. You know, and probably he saw, like, my reputation might be ruined. And therefore, I need to move out of this. But God says, wait, don't do it. And when Joseph says yes to God, in that moment, he puts himself in a position of trust where he knows that I might lose the way my marriage, you know, might start. Or maybe I might lose how that might look like. I might lose that dream. But there's one thing that I can never lose, and that's God. I can never lose God. I can never lose him. And when your dreams are shattered, you need to glue yourself to something you can never lose. When things don't go your way, you need to glue yourself to something you can never lose, and that's God. In fact, throw yourself to somebody who can never lose you, because Jesus will never lose us. Jesus never loses us. He saves us. He comes for us. He is with us. He holds us. He becomes our anchor, even when our dreams are shattered to pieces. When you don't get what you want, run towards God rather than away from God, because your hope is only in him. This is where you're found. This is where you're built. So I want to just encourage you that in the moment when your dreams are shattered, that you go towards God, because God will confront your fears by inviting you to trust in his works. Hey, Tembi. Number two, when you didn't get what you want, God invites you to remember his commitment to stick with you. Remember God's commitment to stick with you. Verse 23 says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. God is our Emmanuel. And that means that God is so committed to being with us, even when we don't get the things that we wanted. And the reason why God is so committed to being with us is because he wants us to embrace the truth that our lives are never defined by the things that we have. And our lives are never defined by the things that we have lost. That you are not the job you have lost. You are not the business opportunity you have lost. You belong to God. You belong to me. That's what God says. And I am your Emmanuel. I will be with you. So I will stick it out with you. I will walk with you. I will move with you. I will stand with you. I will stand with you. And this was very powerful, because actually this passage, this is actually a quotation from the Old Testament. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Israelites have been waiting for a savior, have been waiting for a God. And maybe some of them felt for a long time, is he really here? Is he really with us? But he says, yes, I'm coming to you, and they will call me Emmanuel. God with us, God who never leaves, God who sticks around. You know, when God deals with our disappointment, he never deals with our disappointment from afar. He comes close. When God deals with injustices, he never deals with injustice from afar. He enters in and he comes close. He comes in and he comes close to us. So he's your Emmanuel. So whatever is going on in your life, in spite of the things that you're losing, in spite of the things that you are like, I think I've lost that. Things have not really gone my way. Be reminded of God's commitment to stick with you. That God says, I am Emmanuel. I am Emmanuel to you. I'm Emmanuel to you. Even when you're afraid, I am Emmanuel. I am Emmanuel. God with you. God is with you. And lastly, when you didn't get what you want, God invites us to respond more to who we are becoming than to what's happening to us. God invites us to respond more to who we are becoming than to what's happening to us. Verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Took Mary home as his wife. You know, the pastor describes Joseph as a guy who was faithful. A guy who whose word is a commitment. But when he was faced with a tough situation, when things never went the way he wanted them to go, he started to respond only to what was happening to him. And when you start responding only to what's going on around you, when you start responding because of what's happening around you, your life will be gripped with fear, you'll be gripped with doubt and desperation. And maybe sometimes even maybe resentment as well will come in. Anger, maybe doubt, or maybe even unfaithfulness. But God invites him to respond more to what God was doing, who God was making him to become. Like, I want you to remain faithful. I want you to remain trusting. I want you to remain loving. I want you to remain kind. Because this is what I'm building in you. And when you don't get what you want, you can find yourself on the opposite side of those things, on the opposite side of kindness. And you become resentful. Some of us are angry at some people that we thought have maybe shattered down our dreams, or were a part of shutting down our dreams, and we are not happy. But God wants you to respond to who you are becoming. That you are, first of all, his child, and he's making you to become loving and kind and merciful and gracious. And may you respond more to that. Now, how do you put this into practice? Sometimes the unfulfilled dream is God's redirection. There are times that we don't get what we want, and that's God's way of saying, hey, you were taking this direction, but I want to point you to another, to a different direction. Sometimes our unfulfilled dreams are God's redirection. So therefore, trust God's direction. Sometimes the unfulfilled dream is God's way to build authentic trust in us, to build authentic faith in us. Because God wants us to love him for him and not to love him for the things he gives us. And there are moments when God might withhold something from us so that we come to a place to be like, hey, I still love God even though I did not get that job. I still love God even though I did not get that opportunity. I still love God even though things never worked out to be this way. Sometimes the unfulfilled dream is God's way of building authentic faith, that we trust God fully and trust him and have faith in him alone. Sometimes the unfulfilled dream is God's invitation to a discovery of a new dream. A discovery of a new dream. You know, for Joseph, he had his own dreams. This is how we're going to start our marriage. But then, as they start, God gives him a new dream. Was to take care of a baby who saved the world. A new dream. Something beautiful, something amazing. And sometimes our dreams might not be fulfilled because God is inviting us that we discover something else amazing and good for us. Sometimes the unfulfilled dream is God's invitation for you to experience resurrection. Someone says that for every death there is a resurrection. That even when things die, that God can bring new life. God can bring resurrection. God can bring resurrection in your life. So, are you willing to say yes to God? Maybe this means surrendering the things that we have lost. Or maybe it means surrendering the things that we are holding now for any time that God might want to choose us to take us on a different path. But when we lose the things that we're holding now, are we willing to trust God? And if you have gone through any kind of loss, God is your Emmanuel, and he sees you, and he's committed to being with you. May you just close your eyes right now. Maybe you need to just take a moment to surrender to God, to surrender your dreams to God or the dreams that you've lost to God, so you can only be found in him. And consider what taking a step of faith could look like for you. Taking a step of trust could look like for you in this season. Just take a moment to just pray for yourself. God, we come to you, our Father, our Lord. I pray, God, that may you guard our hearts. That for those of us that things never went the way we wanted them to go, that we are never going to detach ourselves from God and run to things that are destructive, but rather we will run towards God. Because there our identity is affirmed. There God affirms his presence with us, where he says, I will be with you. And you call me Emmanuel. I thank you, God, for you are good. In the name of Jesus, amen.